Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Please join us tomorrow. We're going to be out there in Arlington at the Globe, Texas Rangers annual toy drive. It'll be an enchanted afternoon of talking Rangers baseball. The winter meetings are going on, and we want you to bring out a toy there. And I mean, most years, what do? They give you a voucher for a ticket to an upcoming Rangers game.
You get tickets to a free game,
So bring a toy by tomorrow. I guess it's worth repeating, CeeDee Lamb heading in the right direction. But we addressed that last hour. It appears that this won't be a longer-term concussion, although they're not out of the woods yet. He is just headed in that direction. I always think of the Eric Lindros concussion saga, one of the great players in NHL history. He just started getting concussions and couldn't get right. He'd be out for months, and he was like in his own personal concussion hell. Can you imagine a concussion that lasts months and months?
I mean, no, dude.
I had a bad one. I felt like I was down and out for about 4 or 5 days, and it was miserable. But, I mean, just judging off of his smile, he just seemed more annoyed than, you know, crushed when he was on the sideline and came out of that tent and was informed he would not be going back in the game. But, you know, hopefully everything progresses in a great direction, and CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens will – you know, both be back and crushing at the same time coming up Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings. Okay, morning news. What three things did we learn about the Cowboys running their schedule gauntlet? Took 2 of 3. Eagles and Chiefs came up short against the Lions because they shot themselves in the foot too much. At 877-881-1053, please leave your name and city you're texting from. Gentlemen, if you want to throw something out that you feel like you learned about these Cowboys over the last 3 weeks, I think for me, just the way that it ended and then reflecting on how it began against the Eagles and the Chiefs, I think the revelation was that bye weeks didn't fix everything. It's great to have Quinnen Williams. Sure. That's a good piece. But I don't know if Logan Wilson either isn't that much better than Kenneth Murray Jr. or the coaches are screwing it up. So I think it was just a reminder of where they're weak. The tackles, the corners, the linebackers, the safeties, like this needs to get fixed. And as excited as we are about Donovan Ezeraku, edge might be at the top of the list. They need some damn pass rushers.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we can clown on the corners all we want, and they were bad in that game, especially Deron Bland, right? But they weren't getting any help from the pass rush, which you have invested in to some extent, in particular in the interior now with the Quinnen Williams stuff. And not having Clowney was probably huge in that game as well. But yes, you've got to have some level of pass rush here to help your secondary. We know the secondary is not good. Deron Bland's been pretty bad all season long. If you're not going to get pressure on him, then he is going to get worked.
And then you add to that just that, you know, the team tackling is still well below average by NFL standards. Any sort of physical runner on the edge, a guy with speed. I mean, there's so many ways that these guys, it's not just the linebackers, it's the corner safeties. But that, I think, has got to be the biggest challenge for the Cowboys when it comes to being that physical football team that it feels like they've been talking about for years, really. Maybe they had it for a couple of seasons in the Jason Garrett era, but it's been a long time since this was a consistently good tackling physical football team.
Yeah, well, and just getting pushed around. Like Osa getting pushed around in a big way in that game versus an offensive line that was banged up and guys that you have identified as guys that you want to build around, and they're getting blown off the ball.
Yeah, beyond the linebackers, that might be the biggest disappointment of Eberflus, because the three technique defensive tackles should be eating in his system. And it's like, you've taken a step back after paying the guy again. And I don't think it has to do anything with his character or effort level. I think Osa is a 10 out of 10.
The other thing that I learned, too, is just the struggles on the road.
Yeah, that seems to be real.
That's big.
And that might be communication stuff. I don't know. But, I mean, they definitely have not been the same team on the road. I mean, they played well. They had chances to win against Carolina, against Detroit as well. I don't think the score is indicative of how close that game really was. But, yeah, they definitely have had issues on the road that are real.
Yeah, your two wins are what? The Jets and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Two of the worst teams in football. Those are your two road wins for the season. Something happens in particular to this offense. The defense is pretty consistently bad throughout, you know, throughout the season, home or road. But your offense, just they're a note off when they're on the road for some reason.
Significantly higher interception percentage for Dak. And, you know, he's had years where they were great on the road. So I don't know if that's a sample size or just something unique to this season, but that's definitely going to be something you're going to have to get figured out. Kevin and Midlothian, sometimes dubs are fool's gold. Is that what we saw in those two games or three games, the three-game winning streak?
Maybe the teams they played weren't very good.
Yeah. You could look back now in hindsight and say that.
I mean, no disrespect to, you know, the opponents. It's who you play, but Philadelphia right now struggling. They could very well lose tonight. We've seen what's happened to Kansas City the last – several weeks. They're 6-7 team, look a lot like you, you know, out there. You know, quality quarterback play, spotty defensive play at times, you know, giving up big plays. It's you probably played a couple of teams that are they're kind of like you, and you're able to find a way to win the games at home.
Hopefully Philly's not that good, because this would be three in a row without Lane Johnson.
Well, look at Philly's situation. How many times have we sat there, Eric, doing a pregame show and watching, like, Philadelphia play the Rams, and they block two damn field goals to win a game? They've had some games where they damn well should have lost the game and found a way to get them done.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they might be very much like how you are. You know, they're probably about a 500 team, maybe a little bit better at this point. I mean, they've got the eight wins and stuff, but, man, they've won a couple of games that they probably should have lost.
641 says that next season this team can be elite if they fix certain areas, and that Flus's scheme needs help. Overshown ended up on St. Brown too many times. The offense created mismatches, and you had to adjust. Okay, at 877-881-1053, what'd you learn from the three-week gauntlet against the Eagles, Chiefs, and Lions? Morning News says a new draft need has developed, and that would be offensive tackle, as the Lions were really getting home at all, but just absolutely feasted. I don't know if that's a new draft need that has developed. I think we've been talking quite a bit about, you know, wanting to replace Terrence Steele, but if there was any indecision from the team's perspective, this, you know, this stretch should have clarified that yes, you're going to need a new tackle, and I think you can take comfort in the fact that it was the previous coaching staff that locked into to Terrence Steele and not this one. So I don't think they should have any bias there. Number two, the status quo is holding up at linebacker Kenneth Murray Jr. Whoever is you know, deciding to put him out there has not had that much of a change of heart, adding Logan Wilson. My hunch is that this is going to take Shoddy going in there, just like it took him earlier in the season, and say, we really need to see Logan Wilson and no Kenneth Murray here for a little bit.
Yeah, I think there was a situation with 19 plays difference between in the last game, and it's just, it's been really, really difficult to get Logan Wilson on the field, and I can't believe that Logan Wilson doesn't know what's going on or has an idea. You know, I mean, he's been playing all year. He played at Cincinnati. It's not like it's a ramp-up period or anything like that, but boy, this is, you know, I think you used the word coaching malpractice.
That's what it feels. I mean, it is. When you watch them play, I don't get it.
You wonder why. What's the eye test will tell you that this guy's not playing better. And, you know, maybe if you throw Logan Wilson on the field, he will be worse. I don't know, but I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
You know,
and they won't really give us any in-depth quality answers on it. It's just like we believe in our guys. But then the three stops they got in the first half, they were the Logan Wilson series.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the three times now, nobody stopped anybody in the second half. But if you were just going off of how did the defense overall play when one was on the field compared to the other, the only success that you had against the Lions was Logan Wilson series. Okay, then the Jake Ferguson fumble story, and hopefully that one is done. To have zero fumbles for the first two seasons of your career and then to have seven fumbles in the last 27 games, that's tough. I guess the story on this one, Shoddy was talking today, like you got to move the football to your outside hand. Seems pretty, you know, elementary type of stuff.
He's fighting for extra yards, man, and then he just gets – the ball just gets punched out. I mean, maybe you just need to you need to reassess that a little bit if you're Ferg. And he knows it.
How about a little bit more draft talk here for the second time today? PFF has their latest mock draft. They threw a pretty significant wrench in the first round with the Rams trading up for Fernando Mendoza.
That would be incredible for Fernando Mendoza.
They got Atlanta's pick. Is that what they got?
Yeah. Where are they? Are they trading up to number one?
They're nine right now.
Is this because the Giants have the number one pick? So the Giants would be a team that feel like they have a quarterback.
Tennessee. Who?
The Giants have it now.
Oh, Giants got it now. Yeah.
Because the Titans won yesterday.
It's like who's going to trade out of that pick? If the Raiders end up with the number one pick, they're not trading out of it. I guess if the Titans or the Giants
Titans
do.
Giants, yeah.
You think the Browns potentially could try and get aggressive to go get a quarterback? I guess we'll see how this Shador season plays out here. But, man, that would be talk about
the Rams,
an all-time
fit.
Destination. If you're Fernando Mendoza, you need to go hang out with the playmaker and get them prayers up.
Right?
Because that would be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, going to McVay, you can sit for a year and – under Stafford, or I mean, maybe if they win the Super Bowl this year, Stafford just says, "I'm good. I'm going to retire now."
Go, that would be
win an MVP and a Super Bowl right off into the sunset.
Wow,
like, perfect situation.
Freaking Rams.
I mean, and I really like Mendoza. I haven't seen all the quarterbacks yet, but I have a hard time believing that any of the other players are going to jump ahead of him. I think the accuracy, the quick decision making, it seems like it would be a dream come true for McVay and, you know, maybe put him in position to actually open up a dynasty instead of a hit-and-miss type of situation out there in Los Angeles. So you got Mendoza going a top pick there to the Rams. I didn't know they had the Falcons pick. That makes more sense to me now, that how they were going to be able to get up from 28 to 32 or somewhere. Cowboys at 15 take the running back Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame. Seems tough to even mock that from my perspective. Like, I don't know exactly how in-depth PFF is looking at these, but I mean, you got Javonte Williams. He's at 25 years old, and until they decide that he can leave in free agency, I have no appetite for a conversation about taking a running back at any point in this draft.
Yeah, you might want to see. I mean, there's going to be some guys. Will Dallas try again what they did before? If they move on from Williams, are there some backs out there that they, you know, in free agency that are young enough, that are guys that are in that $2 to $3 million range? We've seen, I know going through, I was just kind of looking at some names. Travis Etienne was one of those guys. Brees Hall was a guy like that.
He's probably going to command money.
Well, but like I say, where is the money? Like I say, I believe there's a kid, Carter with the Arizona Cardinals, that I was looking at. That, I mean, there's some guys in this free agency.
Oh, Michael Carter.
Yeah, Michael Carter. There's some guys that have some value that are good players that might be looking for a spot. And if you don't want to pay Williams, will you say, okay, well, we'll just go try and get with this? Or do the guys, and this is a question I could ask you guys, does the backs they currently have with the young backs, does that room affect, do you think it affects them looking to draft a guy when you're starting to talk about Blue and Maffa?
If Javonte's gone, I think you're going to need somebody else.
Yeah, they probably will.
Yeah.
But I think Maffa can offer you a similar skill set to what you've had with Javonte Williams, physical back, Pretty good, I think, when it comes to pass protection. I like Phil Maffa, but I do think that they're a team that I can't put it past them, looking at a running back, really.
If they're considering Maffa being a Javonte replacement next year, then as soon as you're mathematically eliminated, we should see Phil Maffa up here.
I'd love to see Phil. I don't know what to think about Jaden Blue anymore. Yeah. I mean, I'd give him some time, but Moffa's a guy that I like, that I think has a chance. The Heisman finalists were just dropped. Jeremiah Love is one. Fernando Mendoza, Diego Pavia, and Julian Sain are the four Heisman finalists. So Jacob Rodriguez, unfortunately, out of Texas Tech, did not make it.
Yeah, it's tough to say with Jaden Blue, because the few times we've gotten to see him, it just looks like the young guy that's kind of in a hurry and doesn't know exactly where he's supposed to be going. Like, everything's got to be precise and on time, and there's like a rhythm to it. And I think with some young running backs, the adrenaline's too high and they're too urgent to go make something happen instead of let the opportunity come to them. So without a lot of experience, I would just say, hey, unless Javonte Williams is going to go out there and break the bank somewhere into that situation, you tip your cap to him and say, nice job, buddy. I would have confidence that after having success with Rico 1 year, Javonte the next year, that they could go into free agency, spend a couple of mil, and get similar production. The Packers pick at 28, PFF giving you the other Tech edge, Romello Height.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind taking an edge in round one. Wolchuk, has he made any kind of impression on you?
Yeah, Romello Height's a really good player. I mean, you talk about a guy who's got the ability with the first step quickness. He does have bends. I think he's a little bit of a longer player than David Bailey. Bailey gets a lot of the love on that defense, but Height on the other side is also a very disruptive pass rusher. Might be a better run defender than David Bailey, but I don't know. First round might be a little rich for Romello Height.
All righty, up next here on Cowboys Twitter, Dak Prescott updated stats on the season. First in completions, first in yards, second in touchdowns, first in total QBR, fourth in completion percentage at 69%, and first in first downs at 178. How many more elite seasons does Dak Prescott have in him? How many more seasons? I mean, we could get zero seasons as good as this one. This has probably been his best year. But assuming he stays healthy, do you think he got this for a couple, two, three more years? Like, is he going to play out the contract and actually be looking for a fourth one?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the health stuff obviously is the biggest thing here. But I think in this shoddy offense, and if you can maintain Clayton Adams and hopefully the offensive line, the youth there, they continue to get better. I don't see why not, especially if you're going to keep the weapons, like with the Pickens Lamb situation. I think that, like, when you talk about the cerebral nature of him and kind of having the answers to the test, that should only continue to grow. So I think the big thing is just keeping him healthy and keep the talent around him.
What else does he need around him to be able to go out onto the road and not have these games, or to be consistent in the playoffs? Like, I think I've seen enough this year saying this is great, but this still isn't Teflon. We got to make this bulletproof.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly help, like, with the offensive line stuff would go a long way for you, like just having a clean pocket. I think a lot of it with the road stuff, I don't know, is it the offensive line and the communication stuff there, and you get on the road and you have the rookie head coach situation, the communication. Like, I don't really know what exactly to explain that or how exactly to explain that with their road issues. But, yeah, I just think ultimately – the more protection is really the best thing that you could give them.
Yeah, if you bring back Pickens and Williams, you're solidified at skill position. So it would just be you improve the tackles. Really, it's can you get a full, complete team? Can you improve the defense to where he does not have to do all of the heavy lifting and he can actually rely on a defense to maybe force some turnovers? That's a huge thing this year. Is they are negative when it comes to the turnover differential. How many times do they win the turnover battle in a game? They're having to overcome a lot of miscues. And if you can get a defense that is able to maybe get you a position or two instead of you constantly having to work that back, that could go a long way. So I think number one for me would be a defense, because other than the tackles, I don't think you can get him much more help on offense if you're able to retain Pickens and Williams.
Yeah, getting the defense and getting the takeaways fired up again is just – I mean, you lose Micah Parsons. Trayvon Diggs is out. I mean, the number of injuries or, you know, unfortunate things that have happened to change who this team is fundamentally is massive. And I don't know what the best allocation of resources would be. Like, do you sink them into offense to make it that much more unstoppable? Or do you hope that, you know, with the right defensive picks, you could get that turnover margin going back in your favor? So whatever – to Case, CeeDee Lamb is a big part of the future. He's only 135 yards away from achieving his fourth straight 1,000-yard season. Also has the sixth most receiving yards among all receivers in 10 games and ranks 20th in catches. So another just outstanding season is in the makings for CeeDee Lamb. What is it? Is it time for an evening sports hodgepodge, Eric?
It sure is. You won't believe what the Colts are doing at quarterback. Plus, good news, bad news for the Aggies next year in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys here in Dallas. Here's Eric Chiafalo in an evening sports hodgepodge.
So much to get to here. What are the Colts doing at quarterback? You'll find out right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no
have
one
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Okay, Broadus is in a bad situation. We'll address it momentarily. But first.
Oh, seriously, what are you doing, bro?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Don't you want the... I'm sorry.
I really don't.
I thought you didn't want us to tweet about it.
I didn't want you to even talk about it.
Okay. Well, we're not going
to
talk about it.
He's working it out.
He's going to work it out. And the speaking of working out, the Colts... Gosh, he's going to be so mad at me now.
The Colts?
Yes.
Oh. Talk about his cold shoulder.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, we have a...
It is literally out in... It's out.
I don't give a damn, bro. I said just don't talk about it.
Not going to talk about it.
We're not talking about it. We got a grandfather in the NFL.
Well, maybe.
Possibly.
We got a workout situation with Phillip
Rivers.
It's
just a workout, so this is not confirmed yet.
The Colts lose Daniel Jones... They want nothing to do with Riley Leonard. They're trying to make a playoff push. They sold two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. They went all in. And now they are going to work out a 44-year-old grandfather named Phillip Rivers.
Let's go.
To
yes.
play quarterback.
So
potentially.
Crazy.
Yes. One last ride.
That's
maybe.
So amazing.
Maybe. You know, I mean, Daniel Jones, he's out now. So the Colts are having to pick up the pieces. We were talking about this earlier. Like, what do you do at quarterback? There is no good options. There is not a single good option out there.
Isn't well, is he like this... eligible for the Hall of Fame? Jump
yes.
back in the game?
Yes,
yeah,
he
yeah.
is.
Would that reset the clock?
Yes,
it
would.
It would reset the clock. Yeah, he's 44. He is eligible for the Hall of Fame. His oldest child, who has a child of her own, to make him a grandfather now,
yes.
is almost the same age as Riley Leonard. He is going to possibly end up playing four because he is week to week right now.
It says the Colts need to work him out, see what type of shape he's in. And
goodness,
I guess he still needs to figure out if he really wants to play, but he clearly is intrigued enough to fly out to Indianapolis right now and give it a shot. I mean, this would be incredible.
I mean, the last time we saw him, wasn't it with the Colts, and it didn't look good?
No, it did not look good, but I do think the Colts are probably better now, right? I mean, their offensive lines.
Yeah, they're better. They're better now.
I don't think this is necessarily going to work out for them, but if you told me Phillip Rivers, again, you're picking from nothing but bad options. You have their, like, your season's pretty much being torpedoed right now. The Jags are leading the division. This is a
made for a TV movies type of situation.
Oh yeah, the whole
the kids at the local high school are pulling them on.
I mean, we're looking for a sexy AFC team. We might have found one.
Man, and I love a good old man comeback story. His kids that haven't seen him play it are probably like, you know, he's probably thinking, I'm going to make them look at me different. We're going to go out here and win a Super Bowl,
right?
And I think he would be the first grandfather since Favre in 2010. To be playing in the NFL.
You don't think so? Is there not another grant? Like, Calais Campbell's not a grandfather at this point?
That's a good question. Are there any other grandfathers playing in the league?
Brady's kids were too young. Yeah, you might be right, dude. This might be some somewhat uncharted territory here.
I got the quick look from Google's AI, Gemini, and all they could give me was Farb, so now I'm coming over here to OpenAI, see what they got.
Yeah, because the other oldest players don't have. It's like Mercedes Lewis, not a grandfather. Rodgers.
Right. If Gore was in the league, maybe he would do it.
Maybe Frank Gore would be a grandfather.
Oh, yeah, because his kid's like 25 now.
Yeah, but he's not in the league anymore.
Man, somebody's suggesting to go get Cam Newton. I don't know. Would you rather Cam Newton or Phillip Rivers?
I just. Ugh.
What's option C?
I think I would just go get Heinicke.
You could make. Oh, I mean, another 817 like Colin Kaepernick. We know he wants to play.
Yeah, he does want. I mean, he'd probably a better option for you right now.
You know,
Phillip
he's
Rivers.
In shape. That dude's posting like he comeback videos all the time.
You. Maybe you just go like full on option with Jonathan Taylor. We're just gonna go college style.
Yeah, because you'll need it to work for you for like 7 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. I guess the connection here is like Steichen was the quarterback's coach. With him in San Diego. And yes, San Diego.
Oh, really?
When they were the Chargers, yeah.
Okay, so that's the connection point.
It's just...
I want this to happen so bad.
Could you get Andrew Luck? Somebody has from the 817.
He's so done with taking hits now. He would be fearful.
Andrew Luck might
pocket.
Be the best idea. How old is he now?
He's got to still be pretty young. I don't even think he's 38, is he?
36 years old. Andrew Luck's the best option. Wow. He's a Colt. Make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to think they picked up the phone.
No, the issue 2-4, Riley Leonard's hurt. He's week to week right now, so they're legit. RG3, somebody said.
How long does it take to get an NFL quarterback's arm ready? Like, if it takes a baseball pitcher 5 weeks from nothing to something, I guess the idea
should
would
be ready.
That maybe Andrew Luck hasn't been throwing.
You throw the ball like you're going into the game thinking, hey, we got to run the ball extremely well. Let's throw the ball like 20 times. Can you? I mean, at 44 years old, don't get me wrong. Like, he's going to need some ice packs. Wow. He's going to need some some hyperbaric chambers or whatever. But hasn't he been? He's been coaching. I don't know. Isn't he coaching his sons?
Since 2021, he's been a high school football coach.
Yeah. I mean, so you know he's out there letting it rip.
He's been letting it sling. The arm's probably ready to go. It's just the rest of the body.
Wow, dude. That's what
you know
a crazy
the last week of the
place
season?
To find yourself.
Houston.
Oh. No.
That we could watch, we could legit see somebody die on the football field.
Well, we kind of have before,
have we?
That's a scary deal in a world where we're talking about maybe benching Pat Mahomes versus the Texans.
Yeah,
44 years old. Ah, that is crazy. His wife. I mean, kudos to him. He's clearly calling the shots in the Rivers house.
Oh yeah,
because wife has got to be sitting there going like, "Are you kidding me?"
Pretty clear if you have 15 kids, you're a trad wife. He's probably like, yes.
Yeah, go ahead. And, yeah, I can stay at home and get it done.
I'm obedient.
Yeah, that's a crazy
wow.
A crazy deal right now. The Colts are definitely kicking themselves.
I tell you what, I mean, if you're capable of playing NFL football and a playoff team wants you, I don't know if there's any wife in the world that would stop me. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
It's my dream, honey. Okay, you do your dreams. I gave you your dreams. That's the 15 kids.
My dream, honey. You got a million kids.
You step off.
Yeah, that's crazy. We will continue to monitor. Hopefully by this time tomorrow, Philip Rivers is a Colt, and we're getting ready for some 44-year-old grandfather quarterback.
Grandpa Rivers, here he comes.
Wow, what a turn of events there. Okay, so elsewhere, when it comes to some college football stuff, Walchuk mentioned the Aggie offensive lineman that was talking some smack to Reuben Bain.
What are you doing, dude?
Who is one of the more menacing players in all of college football, plays on the defensive line for the Miami Hurricanes. You get Aggies and Hurricanes in round one at Kyle Field. That's going to be pretty legendary. Now, that's it's an 11 o'clock Saturday kick. If I was the Aggies, I'd be bummed about that.
They got the Penn State SMU slot from last year.
It's like, don't you want that to be a night? You want that to be a home night game?
Well,
Kyle Field being rabid.
Hey, isn't the last game Jordan Madison and or whatever the hell they're
James Madison.
James Jordan.
The disrespect.
Julius Madison. JMU versus Oregon. And then the third game, I think, is Ole Miss Tulane. I think the Alabama OU is the second one, so that they front loaded the slate. And then we're going to get to see, I guess they're gearing up for the upset.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they are.
I mean, it's pretty much scripted now, right?
Yeah, that's what the people like to say. But Reuben Bain is the type of guy who, like, going into that week one matchup versus Notre Dame, his notes for the game, and this went viral, it just read, like, all over the place, F Notre Dame, F Notre Dame.
He was writing that on his mirror at home,
yeah.
In his locker.
Yeah. Like, he was calling them,
the kind of football character I'm looking for.
He changed the D
F
in,
Notre Dame.
Or the Notre Dame turned into a different Notre D word.
F Notre Dame.
Convicts versus Catholics. He had bleep Jeremiah Love on there. Like, this is a guy who's going to take this as bulletin board material when you have an offensive lineman saying, like, I don't think he's a threat that we need to worry about. We'll be able to handle him. Now, at least it was one of the offensive linemen who said that and not somebody else who doesn't actually have to cash that check.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is one of the offensive linemen. I believe this is their left tackle. We'll get plenty of matchups versus Bain, but now he's going to have to step up in a big way. The other thing, too, with the Aggies is their offensive coordinator, Colin Klein, having to balance becoming the head coach for Kansas State while also being the play caller for Texas A&M. Things could get a little wonky there. Now, Elko says, I've got a ton of confidence in Colin, who he is as a man, who he is as a competitor, so he's not worried about it, but that could play a factor here.
I wouldn't mess with that. That's playing with fire. I would. Like, I'm just going with somebody else. Yeah.
Oh,
you've
okay.
taken a job somewhere else. I think a big part of this, especially moments like this, is the momentum and the obsession that happens 24 hours a day. You're awake. You're thinking about it. You're asleep. Your subconscious is thinking about it. And the ideas, the passion, the leadership, it's all flowing in the same direction. As soon as I know you got another school to worry about, how many hours of your working day are you taking away from this to go work on that?
This is a problem.
Even if you're 100% time on task, you're still a little distracted. You're not locked in. People are going to feed off that energy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that.
Yeah. I mean, that could totally throw them off. Oh, yeah, I guess we missed this, but rules are rules, Walchuk.
Is it the Favre thing?
Two times in one show.
I thought I was going to be able to get past it this time. I was trying to set a Prize Picks lineup. But,
the text
did
is,
I say the full thing? I thought
Brian,
I just said Favre. Oh.
Brian might have.
I did.
Yeah.
Mama gave me 8 of them flap checks, and Mama take away 5 of them flap checks. I want to say, Crimson Tide.
Now, good news for the Aggies is Marcel Reed says he's coming back.
He's running it back?
He says he's ready to come back.
Probably needs to.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what
just for
his
development, you know?
Yeah. And he took a big step this year.
He did.
Really good player.
I'm excited for what could be.
And with the NIL money flowing.
Yeah, you don't need to go unless you're going to be a first-round pick.
No need.
Yeah, you're good there. So, that's great news for the Aggies here, trying to maintain the momentum with Elko and Marcel Reed. That'll go a long way. But this is going to be a fun matchup. Aggies and Miami is going to be a lot of fun because I think the trench factor with Miami's offensive line, A&M's defensive line in their pass rush, and vice versa. I mean, that's going to dictate the game in a big way, and that's going to be one of the more exciting round one matchups. You also do have a flex in the NFL schedule. It was going to be Bengals and Dolphins week 16 for Sunday Night Football. Thank God they got us out of that one.
Thank you.
Patriots and Ravens.
All
now,
right.
We'll see if the Ravens can get themselves figured out and make this more enjoyable. But Bengals are a disaster. The Dolphins are starting to play a little bit better football.
And it's still fun to watch the Ravens for the dumpster fire quality to that situation right now. Like, are they really going to kick everything away after that five-game winning streak?
Yeah.
Looked like they were going to yesterday.
I know. Yesterday was crazy. 936 says, Eric Morris showed us why you don't let a lame duck coach continue coaching after they've accepted a better job. I don't know if it's a lame duck. I don't know how you would describe that.
What about Tulane's coach, Pat? You know, it's John Summerall.
Yeah.
They look pretty good. I think that we just turned the football over. Caleb Hawkins got hurt, so that ruined red zone execution. McGill, our backup running back, also was not able to play in the game. So it just was poor. I don't think it had anything to do with Eric Morris.
Credit to the techs who are suggesting that Mark Sanchez could use a paycheck now.
He absolutely could.
Would you bring in Mr. Butt Fumble after his total crash out earlier this season? Probably not. Maybe if that hadn't happened, maybe that would be on the list of names. I would love to know the list of people that the Colts have been calling over the last 24 hours trying to replace Daniel Jones.
I don't think they can trust that man in Indianapolis. Scene of the crime.
Oh, that's true. That's going right back to the scene of the crime. That's the ultimate redemption right there.
Although he might not be able to leave that state right now, so it might work out at least for the home games.
Now, you know what's interesting?
Might work out for the home games. He just can't hit the road. Oh, no.
I've never seen this before. You have Virginia Tech bringing in James Franklin to be their head coach. Now, their former head coach, Brent Pry, is now going to stay as the defensive coordinator. Now, Pry coached under James Franklin in some other stops, Penn State and Vanderbilt, so they have a relationship. But your head coach gets fired. New head coach comes in and says, no, I actually want to keep that head coach to be my defensive coordinator.
Got a good eye for talent.
I don't know that I've seen that before.
Must be a hell of a coach. Ability to win people over.
Yeah.
I bet he's got ties to the players that are there, the ones that didn't go with James.
Yeah, I was wondering like how much that actually helps the cause of like players that he recruited being like, okay, especially defensive players, like I can still play basically in the same system for the same coach that recruited me or whatever. But I've never really seen that one before. So we'll see how that plays out for Va Tech. But
usually only the Cowboys would do something that dysfunctional.
I know this guy.
Hey, head coach, here's your DC. Have fun with that.
There it is.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, we're coming back to Crosstalk with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Monday night. Then we'll get to the Cowboys Hour. Logan Wilson joining Brad Sham coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll get his side of the story coming up next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. The Cowboys Hour is coming up at 7 o'clock. Brad Sham going to have Logan Wilson on, and they'll be talking Cowboys football for the hour, and then a Fan After Dark coming up from 8 to 11 with Fred and Blake. The guys are in studio now. Gentlemen, how the heck are you?
Feeling elated to be with you gentlemen back in studio.
Elated.
Got no head on my hair anymore, so I'm a lot colder.
I'm sorry, no head on your hair?
no hair on my head, so I'm a lot colder now. But I'm just I'm warm because I'm with you, gentlemen. Happy to be with you, boys.
Very
happy
nice.
To be with you.
Very very warm feeling. That
very
was almost
fuzzy.
Like a librarian style broadcast in there from Blake.
Yes,
and we need that. I could have swore Fred cussed at us on Friday.
Hey, dude, you were on one, bro.
I thought so too.
I don't think so.
I thought you
but again, who knows?
F-bomb.
Maybe I did.
I really did.
I thought we were about to fight through the audio.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing.
Whatever.
But you guys know as well as anybody, the text line will usually pick up on if you curse or not.
That's how smooth all of us are.
And
nobody said a word.
And nobody picked up on it. I mean, other than you guys just might have thought it. But, I mean, nobody said anything on the text line. So.
Okay, well, then we're good. Or yeah. Lucius was
you
just
know
put
there's
to the
always
trigger.
Somebody
that's the real audit.
Yes.
I
expected to hear it this morning when I was listening to Sean and RJ, KNC. I was like, man, when are they going to play the Fred cussing clip?
No.
But
no.
I guess it didn't happen.
No. Didn't happen.
What is more triggering for you, you think, though, the Rock Chalk Jayhawk talk or the Chiefs? Just for future.
Got to pick one.
Reference. I would say right now probably my KU, just because nobody knows how to get under my skin better than Blake Elliott does. Chiefs talk, and I heard Broadus loving me up earlier about, you know, being a, you know, somewhat knowledgeable fan. Like, we knew this day was coming when it comes to the Chiefs. Like, who really
that's
thought
that? I knew just talking to you that you realized that the end was near for this run.
This particular iteration, right?
Yeah.
I think I would push back just a smidge, because I'll tell you what. Folks on the internet are, I mean, we know half of them are morons anyway when it comes to talking football, but because if anybody's going to try to act like what Pat Mahomes has done over the last 7-8 years isn't one of the greatest runs in NFL history, let's not talk about it. But that said, Andy, I'm kind of done with Andy.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, we are done.
But I'm just saying as far as he's stale. Like, there's nothing new. It's just same tired, hey, let's roll out the ball and hope Pat Mahomes does something incredible. And I'll tell you what, Rashee Rice, hey, I've stood up for this guy. You know it as well as anybody. I'll tell you what, if he spent as much time working on his catching as he does running away from car accidents, who knows? We might have won the last two games. So,
is it Andy Reid that's stale, or is it, you know, depending on Kareem Hunt and a shaky offensive line?
He's stale. Because, look,
Kelsey definitely more stale than Andy Reid, though.
No, because I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to tell me you can't scheme open? You can't scheme open Rashee Rice? You can't scheme open Xavier Worthy, who, by the way, I'm about done with him. Mister, I don't want to get hit by anybody. I dive down to the ground before even anybody gets a chance. I mean, are we playing football or not?
So you're trying to get rid of all your receivers. We'll take them.
I mean, I'm not trying to get rid of them, but it's like, what are we doing here, man? I mean, at least George Pickens is trying to run over people.
I mean, this is just a coach that's had all the success that you just mentioned with the Patrick Mahomes last 7-8 years, and then he did it with Philadelphia. I think
it's kind of how the end of Philadelphia looked, too, though.
Okay. All right. I mean, they did get to 4 straight NFC Championship games in the Super Bowl, and they had Donovan McNabb as their quarterback.
They did.
You know?
Look, am I being a little bit emotional and irrational here? Yes, of course. That's what, you know, what's the fan short for? Fanatical. You have to do something different offensively other than, hey, let's just give it to Mahomes and make something miraculous happen. Like, at least with Eric Bieniemy, he pissed everybody off and kept everybody accountable. I don't feel like that's been the case for the last couple of years, and because Mahomes has been what he's been, but at the same time, too, and I'll go back to what Nate Newton said when he was on with Blake a couple of weeks ago on Cowboy Crosstalk, playing 7 straight AFC championships, 5 Super Bowls, wears on a football team.
Totally agree.
Thank you.
Totally agree.
Thank you.
You think the Chiefs should move on from Andy Reid?
Not move on from Andy Reid.
Not move
Reid.
On from him. Give
but
him another year.
I disagree with the part of that they're wore down. I do. I think as an organization, you need to get to a point in time where all of a sudden it's like, okay, we got to rethink some things. And
absolutely.
Maybe it's the coaching staff. Maybe they're going to get Mike Kafka back.
Please.
Maybe that'll be ideas.
Can we get rid of Embry, his broke ass at wide receiver coach?
I mean, that's, they need to do some of that.
Nagy. Yeah. And how's Nagy getting head coach? You know what?
Dude.
Please, somebody hire him. Please, get him out of Kansas City. Yeah. I could care less.
Does North Texas need an offensive coordinator? I mean, please.
No, we don't want him.
Come on
no,
now.
Thank you.
Come on.
But yeah, that was my suggestion earlier. Like, if Kafka ends up, you know, being available again, I know Andy Reid loved him.
They need a reset.
They
maybe,
do.
Maybe that's the move. Like, it's not Andy Reid gets fired. It's maybe you just you give up play calling duties.
I'm okay with that. Look, Andy Reid has not forgotten how to coach. Has he gotten a little bit old, long in the tooth? Absolutely. All right. I kind of liken a little bit to Popovich, right? Do we think Popovich still had his fastball at the end of his career? No. But does he still have forgotten more about basketball than most of us will ever know? Absolutely. Yeah. But you need an injection of energy. But who cares? Still a lot of football left.
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys, huh?
Speaking of more football left tonight, Monday Night Football, the Eagles visiting the Chargers. I was kind of surprised to see the Eagles are still favored 1.5.
That's crazy.
Justin Herbert playing. Lane Johnson, Jalen Carter out. I would think that it could be advantage Chargers, but
is that Jacob Ray up there? Wait, it's Cooper DeJean. Never mind.
Cooper DeJean. Do you think the Eagles or Chargers win tonight, Blake?
So Chargers win. Marion Hampton is back, so I'm excited for the boys to be able to run the ball. Jalen Carter not being there is huge. I mean, the fact that he could be out multiple weeks, that's the spine of your defense. We talked about it with the Cowboys and the difference of having a difference maker there. So, and we've seen also the Eagles just fluctuate in how they play, especially on the
easy.
You spilled. Nothing spilled.
I did.
Nothing spilled.
It's on the floor, but it's okay. Yeah.
Paying attention. Cooper DeJean is out there.
Chargers 24-20.
I like it. Okay, now Shoddy said he spoke with George Pickens about a number of things over the weekend, but left the details to remain private.
I'm okay with that.
What would you say to George if you were the coach?
We know what you're capable of. I can't have another Thursday. Don't let it happen again, and stay off social media. Thanks.
Do we know if that was a real tweet or a real Instagram post? It was real?
He deleted it, but it was real.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one wasn't a ball sack like the guy that tweeted about Abdul Carter that people thought was real.
Now, what was your main issue with the social media? I don't have a problem with my guys going out there defending themselves.
Because there's been such a negative picture painted about his character before he got here. And he's done such a great job at retooling that character, and people have beloved him, kind of similar to when Kyrie came from Brooklyn to the Mavs. Obviously, both different factors, but both weren't looked upon highly as he's a great locker room guy. You didn't say that about George. You didn't say that about Kyrie. George's done a great job building that up. So I just hate when everyone's already ragging on you, people are already searching your name up, you're giving the haters and the naysayers more fuel of you not being a good locker room guy. Because I think all of us would agree, the people that have interacted with him, he's everything. He's been a great locker room guy. He's been great to be around. So I hate that will be out there. People will remember that more than us three saying, oh, he's great in the locker room and he's super nice. And I'll be like, oh, but look at his Instagram post of him acting childish and calling out people and calling them out of their name. So just not professional. But, I mean, say what you need to say.
I mean, we did just go out. I mean, I thought Blake had a great point. When you look at what he did against Detroit Lions, did it resemble anything like it had the previous 13 weeks? No. Okay, I mean, and again, he's entitled to have a bad game, and again, I don't think enough credit was given to the Detroit Lions, who made a concerted effort to say, you know what, George Pickens is not going to beat us tonight. I mean, we have forgotten. I mean, I get it, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are gone, but last I checked, Dan Campbell can still coach a little bit, all right? And he put the Cowboys coaching staff in a body bag last Thursday, and that's the thing that you're going to have when you've got a first-year coach in Brian Schottenheimer, but you know what? We live to tell the tale on Sunday.
I just don't like how people, not us, but people are skipping over the fact that we're not, I don't think anyone here is really mad about George having 5 catches for, what, 37 yards, 32 yards, whatever it was. It's the effort.
My parlay would say otherwise, but, you know.
I mean, it's the effort. Like, no one's, like, watching a specific play and being like, oh, you didn't dominate the game, so we're mad at you. No, it's because the replays, whether you watched it live or watching it played back on 3rd and 22, on 1st and 10, like, these big plays that you're jogging. That's what's hard to come back from. You can, CD, dropping the ball, man, come on. Bad game, dropping, you're better than that, CD. George Pickens just not even trying on routes is like all of us had us questioning, is there something going on that we don't know about? Because this is not a guy who looks like he wants to play football right now.
It's not my George Pickens.
Not my George.
Mavs aren't playing much basketball this week. I don't think they're playing until Friday.
Mm-hmm. Nice little off time. Ryan Nemhard injected in the starting lineup, man. Can't lose.
They've won 4 of 5.
They can't lose, man.
I mean,
it's going to be worst case scenario, Gavin.
Are you enjoying these victories?
No,
I'm not.
It's going to be worst case scenario. They're going to be good enough to make an 8 or 9 seed, make a play-in and get bounced in the first round and not win a single game. That's exactly what's going to happen.
So we really need to see them trade Anthony Davis over the next 10
now
days
that,
or so.
Now, that could be a good thing, though, happening right now. See, we're winning games. AD's playing well.
I think that's the bigger thing that we need to take away from what's going on, is that it's less about winning games and what's the common denominator in these four out of the last five wins. Mm-hmm. You had Anthony Davis. Yeah. Right?
Up that value.
Chris, I'll tell you what, we're going to play audio later today with Chris Mannix talking on the Ryan Russillo podcast that, look, it's probably more than likely that he gets moved. Yeah. But you need him to play the way he is now to get his trade value up.
My worry is that Patrick Dumont is going to have fun winning and thinking, oh, we're going to go on a...
Did he watch the Thunder game?
No. You ain't, I was going to say. No, thank you. That's it.
0 points?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best point there. Like, hey, you might think that we're so good, we're going to become the second best team in the West by the end of this season, but nobody's taking on the Thunder
or the Lakers. You got
you ain't beating the Lakers.
It could be 16-0, a clean sweep for the Thunder in the playoffs. They might.
Do you think they'll win 75 games? Like that's kind of, look, they're on a 79 win pace. They're on a 79 win pace. Now look, they're going to lose one or two that they probably shouldn't, but I think 75 wins is totally doable.
I mean, if they're on pace for 65, they're going to have such a massive lead for the final month of the season that I can see them resting a number of players just to make sure.
SGA. I was going to say, but they've been resting SGA. Hell, he didn't even play in the fourth quarter anymore.
Yeah, 3 quarters of work is good enough to get more than enough points. All right, gentlemen, anything to tease for tonight's show? 8 to 11, Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake after the Cowboys Hour with Brad Sham and Logan Wilson. Where are we going?
Just radio excitement. I mean, that's really all I
hear it in his voice.
You still have Cowboys playoff hopes then?
Absolutely, I do. Because I can't have Chiefs playoff hopes, so might as well jump on this Cowboy bandwagon. Let's go.
Go Chargers.
All right. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went 5 flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Eric Chia following Zach Wolchuk here, as well as Brian Broaddus. Tomorrow we are going to be live at the Texas Rangers Toy Drive there at the Globe, and we'd love it if you can join us for fellowship and good times. We'll have player interviews. You can hang out, watch the show, and if you drop off an unwrapped toy, you'll get a voucher to an upcoming Texas Rangers game. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Eddies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.